I suppose perhaps even 10 years ago, a lot of societies of that size were not making the money they could, you know, and they were folding. We've had lots of companies fold. I'm actually the East Midlands Youth Advisor for NODA, which is the National Operatic and Dramatic Association. So I'm responsible for advising on youth productions across the East Midlands, from Derby to Skegness to Northampton, sort of that sort of level. And through that, both Nottingham and Carlton both belong to NODA. There's lots of societies. But we noticed sort of 10 years ago plus, a lot were folding and just dropping out completely. I think because cinema, we had that in the sort of 70s, cinema went, didn't it? And all our cinemas closed and people weren't going to the cinema, and that's built up again. And now when I go into primary schools and teach and ask children, they've all been to the cinema, but only a few have ever been to the theatre. And now I think it's changing back again. Now we're the societies are becoming more successful. People are going back to the theatre. But I certainly think there was a stage where hiring a theatre like this costs a lot of money. It costs the society a lot of money, and you have to make that back, because otherwise everybody that's on the committees or everybody that's a member is responsible, is liable for any losses that company makes. At the same time, then theatres obviously were trying to build their revenues. So a theatre like this needs to have obviously money coming in all the time. And a lot of theatres started dropping their amateur companies. They just sort of said, we can't, you know, we need a professional company in, we need whatever. But certainly now, we've been here, Carlton Operatic have been here for the last 4 years. We're just starting rehearsals for Top Hat for next year. Before that, we were at Nottingham Playhouse. But the difference now, we're selling so much better here. And the reputations are building, I think. And people come to the Theatre Royal because they know all those touring productions are coming through. And if you want to see good musicals, you open up the brochure, we're on one page looking like, you know, a good advert on one page, and on the other page is Crazy for You coming in, or whatever it is, you know what I mean? And a lot now of the customers and the audience are not worried that that's an amateur production. They know the standard that we're putting on here is as good as what they're seeing in the Addams Family or whatever else it is.